Hate. Why are you in the darkness? Hatred. Okay, what is hatred? Many, many Christians, maybe even some of you who are harbor hatred, you claim that you are not in hate. You call it something else. But let's be honest. Start the process of tearing down the stronghold of hatred. Now, we got to know what hatred is. Hate is one of those kind of words. Define hate. And just think about hatred for a moment. See, most people have a definition, and then they can say, well, that's not me. But let's find out what hatred is. Now, the first place we're going to go is English. I want to look at Webster. This is a Bible church. A Bible church, words are important. So let's find out what this thing called hatred is. What is it we're harboring in our soul toward another believer so that we can identify it? And I hope that when we go through this, some of you who harbor hatred and didn't even know this was a source of your problems, you're going to say, oh my goodness, I really do hate them. I thought it was righteous indignation. I thought I was right in this. So let's take a look. Webster. Let me read what Webster says. An intense hostility and aversion, A-V-E-R-S-I-O-N, aversion, usually deriving from fear, anger, or a sense of injury. You're occupied with yourself. Webster goes on, extreme dislike or loathing. To find very distasteful. You feel that way about another Christian people? All the time in your soul, when you see them, you hear their name, and you think about them. Most Christians who claim they do not hate do not associate some of the above attitudes with their hatred, but they are. This is what hatred is, people. Don't deny what words mean. As long as you remain in denial, we're not going to get through this stress, anxiety, depression. You're not going to get out of Satan's lie, and you're not going to tear down the fortress of hatred. But what's important for us is the Greek word. Look at the Greek word, misio, M-I-S-E-O. Now, here are some of the things that the Greek lexicons say of this word. The Greek, biblical Greek dictionaries say about this word, to detest. Do you detest another believer? Oh, I know you have a right to. They sinned against you. They've done something to you. I detest them. They have failed. Well, let us see what Scripture says about your attitude. To detest. Thus, out of the lexicon, with the drive to persecute. You want them to pay. You want to serve as God. You want to serve as God. Continuing. Ill will. Your thought is to do them ill. They need to be straightened out. They need to be taken care of. Ill will in thought, words, and conduct.